This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your risk management advisor.
Welcome to episode 9B in the Risk Pool's Stronger Together podcast series. In today's episode, all I'm doing is introducing the second of several cybersecurity training videos produced by the Pool. This one, CyberBytes number 2, Welcome Back Hacker Hank, is absolutely hilarious. It's not some boring webinar, no way. Instead, join the TML cyber guy, Ryan Burns, and his buddy, Hacker Hank, as they continue to educate you about all sorts of cyber perils. You could listen on in traditional podcast format, but you'll be missing out if you don't watch the 9-minute YouTube video version that's linked next to this episode. And if you can identify which Pool employee plays Hacker Hank, email me at scott.houston@tmlirp.org for the chance to win a prize.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ryan Burns, the cyber guy at the TML Risk Pool. Welcome back to CyberBytes, a short lunchtime video series where I share with you some best practices for navigating the cyber world and avoiding cyber crimes and pitfalls. Today, we're talking about the current state of cyber risk so that we can better understand how to maneuver around the malicious attacks by cyber criminals. Since October of 2020, there have been over 100 claims in Texas, totaling more than $1.8 million from cyber-related crimes. These happened in 71 cities around Texas, and more than half of those had a population under 10,000 people. As you can see, smaller towns are no less exposed than the larger cities. If anything, they could be even in more danger due to smaller budgets and lack of resources available to address cybersecurity. Here are some of the most severe losses we have seen over the last 2 years. A member had a ransomware event that turned into a double extortion, where the threat actor not only encrypts your data, but also exfiltrates some and threatens to post it online if you don't pay up. This resulted in a large exposure of information that ultimately led to a lawsuit. The cost of this incident will exceed $900,000. Another member city received an email that appeared to come from an existing vendor asking to update their bank account information for a wire transfer. The city made the change and assumed the request was legitimate. They ended up losing over $200,000. We have also seen other members fall for this same scam, with two of those losing over $300,000 and $800,000 each. I share these examples with you not to shame specific locations, but to show you that this is real. All of these major scams stemmed from one simple error by as few as one or two people. Nobody is above making errors, but when in doubt, always remember to take your time and get others involved. Remember, these hackers are counting on you and your desire to provide good service and to people please. They get you to perform actions quickly, possibly even skipping steps in your normal process. Now, I could go on and on about how to protect yourself against these types of attacks, but I figured a special guest may help us even more. Let's welcome back Hacker Hank, everybody.
Thanks for having me back, Ryan, and great advice. Of course, if I'm being honest, I'm hoping that nobody's actually listening to you right now.
Well, thanks for reminding me about how truly evil you are, Hank.
You bet, Ryan. You know, I'd blame my parents for a terrible upbringing, but that wouldn't be fair to give them all the credit for my success, you know.
Hank, honestly, why even help at all?
Well, I have a special lady in my life now, Miss Hacker. We actually met in the islands. She helped me change my look, and I promised her that I'd change my ways.
Well, good for you, Hank.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm going to let her handle all the email fraud, and I'm going to stick with malware. I need to stretch my hacking skills, you know?
Okay, Hank, I don't know why I expected any more from you. Well, what are you here to tell us today?
Well, to start with, you should know I'm actually pretty lazy. Most hackers are too. We always look for the easiest ways to make money. Work smarter, not harder. That's what I always say. And one of the easiest ways to hack is through email. Hank's hack number one. Miss Hacker likes to send spoof emails to cities pretending to be a vendor, simply asking for funds. You would be surprised just how many people take the bait so easily. If you don't want to be on the wrong end of the hook, then I would suggest the following. Number one, create a secondary step to verify other than the original means of communication. For example, if everything starts on email, call the vendor and speak to them directly, and don't call them on the number listed on the email. Make sure to look at the number you have on file. Number two, have a second set of eyes on all transfers. No single person should be able to initiate a wire transfer and especially change any wiring instructions. And number three, have a written process to follow. Then follow it, even if it seems redundant. Number four, train your employees and ensure they follow the steps. No shortcuts. You know, it's not a bad idea to test them randomly and see what they would do with some dummy emails.
Hank, that is actually really good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, Ryan. I'm a professional. And here's another popular one. Hank's hack number two. Now, Ms. Hacker loves to send out phishing emails using some ingenious malware that I created, asking you to log into one of your accounts. You know, like Microsoft, Dropbox, Facebook, or even Amazon. We love capturing usernames and passwords together. It's very romantic. It actually reminds me of this one time on the beach.
Whoa. We don't want to hear about that.
Right? Sorry, when you're in love, it's just all you can think about, Ryan.
Yeah, I guess I get that. I have a special lady that I love, too.
Lady? No. I'm talking about my love for cash, Ryan. Money. And Ms. Hacker gets that, too. We have a great foundation in our relationship. Stacks and stacks of cash.
Okay. I'm sorry that I even said anything. Please continue, Hank.
So, Hank's hack number two is all about phishing. The missus and I look for passwords that people obviously reuse on everything, and if we send out like 100 phishing emails, at least two or three usually bite. It's actually sad how easy it really is. But if you don't want to be a victim to this very real and fun crime, number one, have email scanning and filtering enabled. Label emails that come from outside your organization. Most emails have this option built in, but you can always ask your IT guy to help you set this up. Number two, have a process to report phishing attempts to your IT department. The best method would be to call your IT department and let them know you have a suspicious email. Do not just forward it. Number three, if you see something, say something, and don't be afraid to let someone know if you make a mistake. Many people are too embarrassed by their mistake and hope they can just ignore it. The problem is that gives us hackers more time to do more damage. Number four, implement multi-factor authentication on all accounts, remote access VPNs, avoid text message MFA if possible, and never ever approve a request to sign in unless you know for sure that you're the one that just requested it. Number five, train all employees and never click a link if it sounds too good to be true.
Well, Hank, I may not agree with your profession, but you do give really good advice. Hacker Hank, everyone. So based on all we've learned today, here are three of the more effective things that you should do right now. Number one, establish a good, sound policy for financial transfers. Number two, implement multi-factor authentication, or MFA. And if you don't know what that is, reach out to your IT staff or feel free to contact me. Number three, start a simulated phishing program to test your employees on how to recognize these phishing attempts. The pool is offering simulated phishing exercises to our members for free. I can send emails to test your employees and then provide them with a short training video that points out all of the tactics the bad guys are using to try to trick you. I can also provide you with some tips and policies related to fund transfers to help you avoid these types of losses. And if you're in need of some overall cyber best practices, be on the lookout for a new video coming soon that will have some helpful hints related to overall cybersecurity. If you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out to me at the information here on the screen. Let's keep Hacker Hank out of your accounts. I hope you've enjoyed lunch, and I'll see you next time on CyberBytes.
Okay, that was hilarious, right? If you only listened, you've got to go back and watch the YouTube version linked near the podcast. You've got one action item today, and it's the most important cyber-related one you'll ever hear. Remember to think before you click, and always verify through out-of-band authentication prior to sending money. More from Ryan and Hacker Hank is coming soon, so get ready.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.